Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live at the Franklin Arts Center in Brainerd, Minnesota. We were just talking about one of Brainerd's most iconic landmarks, the unique castle-looking water tower that you find right in the heart of the main street as you drive into town. I'm joined on stage now by City Councilor Dave Bedeau, who, yeah.
Thank you.
They know him. And he's working with a group of people working to save this unusual structure from the marauding army of building safety inspectors. Or perhaps, maybe I don't quite have that right, Dave.
It's pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. So tell us, what's going on with the water tower?
Well, like anything that uses public funding, whenever something comes up where there's a large sum of money that needs to be had, the questions start to be raised, is it worth it? And this audience here, I'm sure, would tell you that it probably is.
So radio is a tricky medium. There are no pictures. And so for those listening, how would you describe this water tower?
Well, you guys did a pretty good job. It basically looks like a castle. Plus it has crenellations, which is a really fun word to say.
Do I know what a crenellation is?
It's basically what makes it look like a castle.
Okay, gotcha. Got it. Yeah. And you said it's also like a Paul Bunyan's golf tee?
It has many names. Paul Bunyan's golf tee. Paul Bunyan's flashlight is one that I like.
Yeah, nice.
I prefer the Beacon of the North.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that? TM.
TM. Tell me what it means to Brainerd, this water tower.
So it's interesting. For people that don't live here, you look at it and you think that it's just a structure. But for those of us that are from here, it's something far greater. It represents the community at large and the people that live here and the history that we have behind our city. Our city started out as a railroad city because the railroad needed a crossing for the northern part of the Mississippi. And after that, we had our industries with the sawmills and the paper mills. And like many cities across the U.S., as those industries have died and moved on, our city has had to learn to grow and become something more. And to me, what it represents is the generations of history and the individuals that have lived here throughout that time. And when I look at it, I see the community at large. It really is interesting because it is a large beacon in the middle of our city that you can see from almost anywhere. And as we light it up and show our pride, it really represents the people and our community.
Great. Well, you've got me convinced. So, So how can people help save the water tower?
Well, if you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking, oh, why would I care about this structure, if you want to continue to refer to it that way, it's a really interesting piece of engineering. It was the first ever elevated, continuously poured concrete water tower for use by a municipality, which is a really long thing to say, in the entire world. It's a feat of engineering. There's a feat of engineering, I guess, is the way to say that. But the bowl itself took 8 days straight of pouring day and night just to have that happen. I mean, we're talking about 1919. They were raising this concrete up one bucket at a time. And so if you're even just a fan of history, if you don't understand what it means to us, you can understand what it means to us as a collective.
So how can we help? What can we do to help with this?
If you're interested, the big thing, as it always is it comes down to money. And it's going to be spreading the word and reaching out to as many people as we possibly can. And I thank you for letting me come on and speak about it. But it's going to take a lot of people reaching out to a lot more people to find the type of funding that it's going to take. If you're interested in doing so, you can contact anyone at City Hall. Our committee is an official sanctioned committee from the city, so although city staff will probably be upset with me for saying so, you can email or mail or give phone calls to anyone at city staff and they will put you in touch with us. But if you want to send money, which is what I really want you to do, you can contact Brainerd Community Action. They are the ones receiving the funds for us, and they'll make sure they get to where they're supposed to be.
Very good. Dave Bedeau, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.